At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Wait, what's this?
You gotta say the line.
Excuse me. Welcome back. I can't, it's hard to do.
Oh, here. I'll help.
Turn my headphones down. My headphones are still all the way up.
Oh.
My headphones, not the mic. The dial.
The top.
Huh?
Now I'm muted. Or now I'm turned off. I don't know.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
You're normal now.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. It was weird.
It was like I sucked on a balloon. Welcome back to the shack. We're back in it. It's been a minute since we've been in here. It's a little dusty, but that's all right.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur.
I'm in the shack.
What? Okay. All right. Let's settle down here. I know it's been a long day. We just moved the shack from one side of the yard to the other, you know, to keep them. It's like
turkey powered. The turkeys pull it around.
Yeah, we gotta constantly move it around to keep the government on edge, because it's like having those fake coyotes and those geese that wander into your yard. You need to move the coyotes around so the geese don't catch on.
So my wife Lisa, I'm not allowed to get an emu. It's been a big fight. I don't know if anybody's heard. I know that Mr. E from the Crypts of Corn also wants an emu.
Yeah, he does.
Daniel also wants an emu.
Why aren't you allowed to get one?
She's afraid it's going to eat the kids.
Oh, she doesn't want you.
Yeah, I would have an emu in a heartbeat.
And say it's not the
city.
So
I'm gonna get like 3 or 4 turkeys.
In your yard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The butcher, they're not gonna stay there forever.
No, I know.
I don't want to raise them to be 50-pound turkeys. Like the 4-H kids, you know, they're in there for a competition, right?
Right.
The biggest turkey, essentially. It doesn't always work because there's meat cuts and stuff like that. But the biggest turkey or the top 4 biggest turkeys, the champion will be out of that.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you're just putting on so much muscle. There is an overfinished turkey.
Okay.
Which is a disqualification.
Nice.
If you overfinish a bird because they start putting fat on to meat. Birds aren't supposed to have fatty meat. It's not like a cow or something.
Yeah, right.
You have marbling.
The grain.
Yeah. The fat is that chewy part on chicken.
That's
stuff
not
like,
good.
Nobody likes that.
It sucks.
Yeah. So birds, it's called overfinishing. Your turkey breast should be shaped like a cinder block.
Nice.
Should be square in the front, square in the back.
Yeah.
On the keel bone.
Didn't know this.
I talk about this stuff. And
judging
I think
birds.
About the day that you fought with me about that forever.
What, a drum and a drumette?
Yeah.
Because we're calling the same thing different things.
No. I was calling it the right name. You were calling it the wrong name and arguing with me.
Disagree. I disagree.
I don't care what you agree with because it's wrong.
Yeah, I know. Beauty's in the eye
Anyways,
of the beholder.
Do not. Let people take your kids.
That should be a staple in everyone's lives.
You think?
Yes.
You think that's obvious?
Yeah.
Well, look at the education system. You're giving your kids to people you know nothing about for 8 to 9 hours a day. They are forced to sit in a thing, not talk to other kids.
And comply.
The human brain is not designed for it. Today is a Daniel special.
Oh, ring the bell. No, do the thing.
Okay, 1 second. Let me.
I know it's in there. Today is a Daniel special.
Oh, wait. Okay, say it again.
Today is a Daniel special. Oh, that's not that one. Oh,
sorry, I have a lot of buttons. Try it again.
And today is the Daniel special. There we go. Worth it. This is a well-produced shack show. We're professional podcasters over here at the...
Yeah!
I love that button. It's just so, like, cheesy. Yeah, Daniel special. So, Daniel, What are we discussing? Public education?
That was a lot longer than I thought it was.
What?
The clapping.
Why? You got a standing ovation.
I know, but it's just like, come on, settle down. We got stuff to do.
Yeah. Well, come on. hold your applause to the end, please.
No, so yeah, homeschooling and vaccines. There you go.
Okay. That's pretty quick.
No.
Just cannonball right into it.
No, having kids makes you like really look into stuff you never really looked into.
Glad you're finally coming over to the old Wilbur side.
No, you shut up. This is my episode.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right, fine.
No, homeschooling. So, tons of stuff with... I've been doing tons and tons of research into homeschooling. What are you laughing at?
Shut up. This is funny.
It's my rant.
I know. That's why it's funny.
You've never met any of your kids.
Huh?
You've never met any of your kids, so you don't get to talk about this one.
Wilbur don't have any. Wilbur does not have any.
I doubt that. I think they're all half, like, Puerto Rican...
Nope.
Half Mexican.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
There's a whole bunch of Senior Wilbers down in like Panama City.
Well, I wish they were here to help with the garden because they're not. My garden sucks doing it all by yourself. Mm. I got garden. I got quail. Well.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
See? I need help.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Shut up.
We can't say that in the shack, too.
I can say it whatever I want.
You're right. It's a shack. Say whatever you want. Be free.
No, so we're going to talk about the top 10. I found a couple articles, but there's one article saying, like, you know, 10 benefits to homeschooling your kids. But there's absolutely tons and tons of benefits to homeschooling your kids. Do you know the average kid between the ages of 10 and 17 in the U.S.? Do you know how many? Did I already tell you this one? Did I already quiz you on this? Do you know how much time a day that they spend with their parents?
Parents? Yeah, you did tell me, actually. I didn't know that's where you're going. Yeah, you told me. Isn't it like an hour or less?
37 minutes.
Isn't that nuts?
37 minutes.
And that's the average today as of 2024.
Yeah. Do you know? So, you've heard people say...
Wait. Hold on. Let's just sit with that for...
Half an hour. It's a little over half an hour.
37 minutes you spend with your parents.
And it's almost always in the evening when they come home from school.
Yeah.
And then they go do more homework, which is...
asinine.
Yeah. That's my word.
Is it? Were you going to say that?
I have several times in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's rubbed off on me.
Asinine is the best word for it.
It is.
Because there's a swear word. So there's a swear word hidden in there.
I like when we hide the swear words in there.
Yeah?
Just the way you said it. Well, you said it like on purpose, but the second time.
No, it's just horrible, the whole process.
100%.
We're going to talk about kids' development today a little bit. Specifically, there's a big, you know, boys and girls develop very differently their whole lives.
Correct.
And you can say whatever you want about the gender, so I do not care. I do not care. But as far as genetically, as far as on your genomes, boys and girls develop very differently.
For sure.
So, but we don't do it differently. We don't treat them differently.
No, you shove them in the same box.
And I get that you shouldn't treat men and women differently, as in far as jobs and employment options. That's not what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Your brains are fundamentally different from the way they are built to the chemistry they use.
Mm-hmm.
Women and men's brains, girls and boys, are very different. They should all learn the same things, but in different ways.
For sure.
They build character differently. They build relationships differently. And putting them in a box and putting finite rules, it's just asinine. So, yeah. Did you know that U.S. today, there are over 2 million kids that are homeschooled? There's a that annual increase from 7% of kids being homeschooled to 15%. This is a movement happening right now in North America.
Play the clapping button again. Yeah, that's more than double. In how many years?
No, just from 23 to 24.
Oh, and 1 year. It went from 7 to 14?
Yeah.
Oh, clap again. Do it again. I love this jack.
So I'm going to pee. Anyways.
That's a good movement. I like that.
Globally, almost 40 countries have banned homeschooling and have restrictive laws on this.
Wow. And that's asinine.
You know what's really crazy?
What?
These 40 of these countries are most of the hardest, worst governments, and they ban homeschooling for some reason.
You have like an example of a couple of them on the list here?
No. Okay. I may later, but I don't remember. Okay. I did this like 2 weeks ago.
I was wondering if it's just like, if it happens to be, you know.
I had that written out. No, it's a lot of these strict countries that really control their citizens.
Yeah.
They absolutely ban the homeschooling.
Yeah.
They hate it because it opens up minds because you're not, it's, you, they can't, they can control the school. They can't control a parent what they tell them behind closed doors.
Right. And then the, in order to control the your citizens the best, if you get to them younger and earlier, indoctrinate them as early as possible, they're going to question less.
So I have just 10 bullet points, and we'll talk about a lot. And this does lead into vaccines a little bit today. We are going to do a vaccine special, but we're just going to talk a little bit about chemistry today.
Okay.
Number one, homeschoolers, on average, do better on tests.
Fact. I've witnessed it many times.
And, yeah, I have a lot of homeschool kids that we 4-H for. They are, on average, the better, like, better kids as better humans.
Yeah.
And they're happy. You know why? Because they're not stuck in a freaking box, rotting your childhood away.
Yeah.
You know, we used to send kids to the coal mines. They banned that and put them in a school. I think they'd rather have the coal mines. They could find bones.
At least they're free. Well, when they're not slaving away, but
so
they can walk outside.
One study of 20,000 homeschool kids revealed that they different score, or they definitely scored better on tests. This is practical evidence that those children who had homeschooled right through to high school level. In another study, the homeschoolers in the SAT test were scored at least 67 points on average higher than nationals.
Wow.
So the average homeschoolers score 67 points higher than the average public school.
Yeah, public education system.
Yeah. They have definitely, so number two, they have more emotional freedom. One thing our school system has designed is it flavors, or how do I put this appropriately? It definitely promotes certain bad behaviors and shuts down better behaviors.
Public education?
Yes. It promotes more emotional instability and the non-ability to show emotion. So being educated at home removes a lot of the stresses of normal classrooms. There is no need to fit in. There's no need to give in to peer pressure. There is no cases of bullying, drugs, or being ostracized by local social pressures. There's a book called The Sense of Self, Listening to Homeschooled Adolescent Girls by Susanna Schuffer. The author was found that teenage homeschooled girls had no loss of self-esteem and became so much more happier and emotionally mature adults. They experienced almost no or very, you know, very much smaller portion of body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
They have almost none of those feelings.
No.
So the biggest things with women right now is one, you know, not feeling, you know, and this isn't just with women, but this is a big issue for women. You know, not finding self-worth. And girls in schools, you know, they fight, they bully each other, they break each other down, they pick each other's appearances, you know, much more than men normally do. Men pick on different things, but, you know, women, it's a big part of their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So we find in homeschoolers that this almost disappears.
Wow.
It's not gone, sure, but it's, you know, almost disappears.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I can see why, too.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have that pressure, you know, put on you to be better than, you know, the next person, or like you said, to fit in or to be popular.
There's no homework is my number three.
Love it.
Homework is the stupidest thing.
I agree.
The kid is already in school. 8 hours. I'm not talking projects.
No. You're just talking every projects, day, run-of-the-mill,
you know,
homework.
Because, you know, your parents need help. You need help with parents. And that's a fun thing. Like, I always enjoyed doing my big projects with my mom and dad.
Yeah.
My dad always loved doing them with me. We always had fun. That's different. That's a one thing maybe twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a take-home project that's a building something or doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Homework is this dumbest. The kids are already at school 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
They're supposed to sleep another eight.
Yeah.
It leaves 8 free hours. Two of them takes ready to get ready for school in the morning. It leaves 6 hours. They got to eat, right? At home. At some point, they have to eat, or they should eat. You're giving them 2 hours of homework a day. I literally had 2 hours of homework a day. I was almost an A student by the end of it. I did almost no homework.
Yeah.
Because I would just make it up. Like, I would feel like, anyways, there's a whole big thing. School teaches you how to get away with stuff, not to learn.
It teaches you how to get away with stuff.
There's no incentivation to learn. There's incentivized to get good scores on tests.
Absolutely, yep.
So we cheated. Yeah. I cheated all the time. Everybody did.
Yeah.
You know, because I was the generation, right, when the internet got big.
Uh-huh.
So before the teachers, the older generation caught of teachers caught on. And we were, like, Googling their tests.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and then a kid got caught with, like, the printed out test. And she's like, you stole this from my, and he's like, no, I got it from blah, blah, blah. Like, online.
Yeah.
She's like, what? And then she looked up and all the tests were online. So, yeah.
And that was the end of that.
Like, you know, you just take the fall.
I think, I know, right? Yeah, I stole it. I'm sorry. I might have a record in third grade. Teacher called, you know, I have parent teacher conferences halfway through school. They called my mom and dad, you know, it's my turn. They're like, yeah, so Jay has 32 consecutive missed homework assignments. You know, one, you as a teacher, why would you let that go on so long?
32 is a bit excessive.
Without addressing one, the student or the parents.
They didn't address you?
No.
But you were also a troublemaking kid.
No.
Is this before that?
No, I was never.
Before you tripped that kid?
Oh, please, here we go. I think you're conflating that with somebody else.
Oh.
No, I was never a bad kid in school ever. I was a bad student. And I would.
Didn't you torture a teacher?
No, we never did anything bad. We never did anything we weren't allowed to do. Never. We never broke any rules that way. But we always bent and pushed every rule we could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were that class that psychologically tortured everybody, made it hell for us.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it never, like, we never bullied anybody. We never hurt nobody.
Well, no, you, no,
I'm
you
just
did
saying.
Trip a kid.
Uh-huh.
Was McKay in your grade?
No.
Okay. Because he did.
Way younger.
Okay. Well, I can't remember. He was a senior for me, and it was a freshman.
Okay. He was probably an eighth grader when I was a senior freshman.
Maybe he was only two grades ahead of me.
Yeah.
But no, he hit that kid in the head with an ice pack, like the plastic
Good
ones.
Good Lord.
He just would always scream Granada. And then you just knew to duck because he was chucking it up somebody.
Yeah, we never did.
Knew who.
We never did stuff like that. The only time we ever physically hurt somebody was our own closest friends, where, you know, you'd give them a wedgie so hard you ripped their underwear.
Nick did that to me in math class.
Oh, yeah.
It was the start of the day.
Me too.
I was so mad.
Oh, I got it before gym class. My friend, his big thing was, you know, you're changing at gym class. And this is all public school stuff, so this is what happens. Changing gym class, he would sneak up behind you while you're changing. You know, you're normally facing your locker, mind your own business, changing your clothes. He'd sneak up behind you in deep pants, you'd pull your shorts down. So your natural reaction is real quick, bend down, pick your shorts up. But the moment you bend down and pick them up, he'd grab your underwear and lift you off the ground and first period, ripped them twice.
Okay. There's no homework. Because children are more directly involved with their learning process, there is little to no homework to be done. Parents never have to struggle to help or to the impossible and lengthy homework. Some of the homework assignments were so big and so stupid. I remember mom would go and fight the school because it was like...
stupid.
Her and dad would help for hours and it wouldn't get done. And they're like, how do you expect kids to do this?
Yeah.
I'm
100% with that one.
Homework, I'm going to start screaming by the end of this episode, just so you know.
School, I always thought growing up, because I never did homework. From elementary all the way through high school, I never brought a homework assignment home to do it. Never. Just never did. And I would, if I didn't finish it in school, especially in junior high and high school, if I didn't do it in study hall in school, not going to do it. Just.
No, that's, yeah. If I didn't, yeah, pretty much I was right there with you.
I didn't. I never did.
I had an IEP too, individual education program.
Okay. Like a tutor, basically?
No.
Okay. What is that then?
It's rules. Like, because I can't read and write well.
Okay.
So there's like different rules. I'd use that sometimes to be like, I can't read this. Like, I don't know what the hell this says.
Nice.
Because these questions, I mean, it wasn't lying up most time because it's, I don't get it. Like, I had really low reading comprehension for a long time.
Yeah.
So, like, you've heard me read words. I'm going to misread words right now.
Right. Yeah. It's still happening.
The shape of words. Number four, they are not socially isolated. So, this is the biggest stigma with homeschooled. Even as kids,
yeah,
we had this idea about homeschooled kids that they were all weirdos.
Yep.
No. So our local homeschool group, they do it as a group homeschool where one or two days a week they go and they have not a class, not a sit down class, but they learn a subject. I've done it. I've helped them out. I was the biology presentator for like a couple hours and we went out to a pond and talked about pond biology and aquatics and stuff like that. But
nice.
We went out and did this stuff.
Right.
Right. And that was 2 hours as a group. All
Wait,
the homeschoolers, all, you know, 15 homeschoolers. And they do that once or twice a week. They do 4-H. They do sports. They can do all the same stuff that you do.
Yep.
Like, there's school is not the only way. School, you don't socialize in school. You don't. And right. if you do, you get in trouble. I'm punching the table. I'm really getting upset about this. As a member that was eaten up by the school's lack of functioning.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never forget. The bird math teacher, I won't say her name.
Bird.
She looked like a thin, tall bird.
I must not have had her.
She kept Luke. She kept Luke for detention, never told the principal, never told my mom.
Oh, wow.
My brother can't walk well.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Wow.
My mom went in there and about murdered her.
Yeah.
She stole a kid.
Yeah.
She essentially stole a kid, and she got in my mom's face today and stuff, and it
wasn't good.
Not good.
No.
Not good. But, you know, so then I said, there's much criticism of the fact that homeschoolers do not get to learn any social skills. It's only partly true, because they will have a lot of opportunities to do extracurricular activities with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be more likely to have plenty of friends when they do go to swimming, gymnastics, piano lessons, for example. It's up to the parents to not isolate their kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids can do whatever. There's all kinds of extra activity. Our 4-H kids, I tell you what, when we do the fair and stuff like that, they are such a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
They know if they'll all go in together. They will get everything done in the morning, and before they go home, they'll get everything done. Then they have 10 or 12 hours to do whatever they want. And I'll text one or two of them every once in a while, be like, hey, can you come do this thing for me? And there'll be 10 of them doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's done in minutes. They know that, you know, let's all go do it. Let's just go
teamwork
do it.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
And half the time, I don't have to ask them to do anything. They just they see the problem, and they go take care of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You get independent, socially great kids. And it's not a kid, you know, it's the fish tank, not the fish.
Right.
Flexible schedules make life easier for the whole family. No rushing out of the house in the morning and having to meet all sorts of schedules. No maintaining meetings or commitments. The parents can decide the length of the lessons and also decide when they take their holidays. Many homeschool kids get to enjoy educational breaks from their parents at the off season during the year. These are loads of opportunities for field trips, museum trips, parks, vacations, tons of fun. This can tie in perfectly with what they are learning at home also.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. How many weeks of the year are the kids in school? The 52 weeks in a year.
Are they in there like 30-something weeks? 40? 35?
36 in the U.S. 36. On average, I believe. I think that's the number I looked up.
Okay.
Like I said, this is a couple weeks ago when I did this.
Yeah.
I think it was 36 on average. 52 weeks. 36. Roughly three-fourths. Three-fourths a year they're in school.
Asinine.
Three-fourths the day they're either sleeping or in school. Three-fourths the week.
And that's your...
Your childhood.
Yeah, your development.
Your childhood.
Yeah.
You know, wars have been fought to preserve childhood.
Yeah.
It's just asinine. Like I said, I had that word
several
times.
That's the word of the day.
That'll be the name of the episode. It's just asinine. Asinine,
yeah. We need a Pee Wee Herman's, like, he said the secret word.
Hey, somebody needs to design a DW conspiracy shirt that has a quail on it wearing a t-shirt that says asinine. Asinine.
And he has a little...
I'll probably pay money for that.
Little gunny sack on his shoulder.
He's in a tank. A homemade tank.
Oh, okay.
A homemade tank, quail, shirt, asinine.
Yep. All right. I like it.
I may actually have to pay for that.
What if it's... And he's shooting out of the tank another quail.
Yeah. So flexible schedules. Yeah. That's... it's like... You have to wait. Like, how many... It just sucks. Like, you have 1 week in December... You have 1 week in the spring, and it's not a week anymore. Our school got rid of it. It's 3 days.
Yeah, spring vacation. 3 days. Or spring break.
Yeah. And our school got rid of all kinds of stuff. Like,
well,
and then you have essentially 2.5-ish months, because you get off in May if you're really lucky.
Yeah.
Most time it's June now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you go back
in August.
In August.
Yeah.
So you get June, July,
Some of August. A couple weeks, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, yeah. For us, it is, because we go back, which is the stupidest thing to me.
Fair week?
Yeah. We go back the week before fair week.
Yeah.
And then everyone half has... the school takes it off, and the school would always tell us, no, it's not an acceptable excuse. They're using all their sick days.
Yeah.
Screw you. I'm not going to come to school.
Yeah.
Call a truancy officer.
Yeah.
I'm not in a function.
It's just so dumb. Truancy. Which, I get it for...
Like
reason,
I said, I'm going to start screaming.
But at the end of the day, your children aren't property of your public school.
No, they're not the government's. The government doesn't own them.
Exactly. Even though they kind of do when you signed over the rights of the birth certificate. But
it's the only way, and it's a hard line to walk, the 4-H advisor, because we get training on this every year, but when you intervene into somebody's personal life with their kids and stuff like that, like, there should be signs and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because we get to see kids, you know, without their parents a lot.
Right.
So we would notice if, let's say, you know, abuse is happening at home. I've never had to deal with it, thank goodness. Our families are great.
Yeah.
But, you know, that happens. So there is a line to walk with that idea of government getting involved in home life.
Right. Just making sure the kid's okay. But, you know, if we had a better family structure at home, or just in general, where people aren't spending their entire lives at work all day, every day, and then just running around frantically at home, if you had more of a stable home life, you know, that wouldn't even have to be a subject where you'd really have to worry too much about. Yes, it's still going to happen. But
yeah, there's no... Yeah.
In general, like, they're making the problem worse by... I don't know. It's just, if there is abuse, it's going to be way worse now with it being kids being stuffed in school. And then to get that 2 minutes at home, or not 2 minutes, like 2 hours at home where they can flourish and be free, they're probably going to get yelled at.
No, they have to do homework.
Yeah, exactly.
And they eat, go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I literally...
Well, you just want to be a kid.
I remember... my mom and dad both worked. I took care of my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I got up early. I made everybody breakfast. Mom and dad were gone.
Yeah.
Not her fault. They had to
work.
Afford us.
Yeah.
I want to say something about, you've heard the saying that when you have kids, your life's over, right? It's true. And I'll say it here in a second.
Okay.
But no, I had to take care of my siblings because I had to feed them, get them ready, take them to school. I had to take them all to their practices after.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times mom or dad would meet them at their practices and then I'd be home. But then I had to go home and we had livestock. I'd have to take care of all the animals. We'd eat something for dinner. 90% of the time it was pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Because you could throw them in the microwave. And then I'd go to bed.
Yeah. Be done.
You know, and it wasn't my parents' fault. It was the system that was created.
Yes.
And I don't think they didn't know at the time. Well, dad listens to this. He can tell me. Like, homeschooling wasn't an idea. My dad and mom did so much for us. Like, when my brother got sick.
Yeah.
He went and learned a whole new career so he could fight better for better care.
Right, yeah.
You know, my dad and mom did everything for us, so it's not like that, but it's just like, I don't think they realized that was an avenue of problems until after.
Right,
like,
yep.
By the time mom and dad were fighting the school, and it was evident what was happening, was we were almost done.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So it's just like, you know.
What's the point now?
We're all in high school. It's like, well, it's not worth messing with. When you have kids, and I stand by this, and it sounds mean until I explain it. When you have kids, your life is over.
I think I know where you're going with this, though.
You made those people. You made people. You made conscious beings that are the most wonderful thing you'll ever do in your entire life.
Yep.
Your life is now belongs to them.
Yep.
You do everything for them.
Agreed.
Protect them, to give them happiness, joy, and education. So I've heard that dozens of times. You know, my life's over. I'm having a kid. You know, no. Drinking and party, like,
yeah, that part's different.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong, I love drinking, but seeing my kid go play in the grass is 100 times. It's a whole different level
experience. Yeah,
you are, as a parent, every species. I mean, most species. Some species eat their kids, but higher level species, they'll do anything. Elephants, whales, alligators, and crocodiles, hippos. They'll do anything to protect their kids to their extent.
Bofin
are the best. There's a reason they outlived the dinosaurs.
You're telling me.
Go check out Freaky Fauna Friday.
Episode one.
Great. It's best episode. It's all been downhill since then.
Love that show.
So your life is over because you live for somebody else now.
Right.
You are their whole world.
Right.
And I think a lot of parents, and it's maybe not anybody's fault.
Until they reach 18, then you boot them out and then they're done.
Not anymore. Kid can survive on 18 anymore.
No public educated.
I lived with my parents since I was 26 because I got married.
I still probably kind of do in a way.
I would say yes.
I mean, the shack's pretty much attached to the...
I don't think you pay them rent.
Huh?
Do you pay them rent?
We don't discuss finances on the
podcast. No. Yeah, you live with your parents, which is fine. It's because it's at this point, though, the system we live in, it's really hard not to.
It's super hard not to. It's speed...
Until you're married or something like that.
Right.
Because you're...
I would be dumb to not be living where I'm living now, I guess, with the opportunity that was available to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and it's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Your parents are, if they can, right? You know, and there gets to a point where maybe their means end.
Right.
You know, they can only do so much. You know,
right,
they're people.
Exactly.
They're humans. They're not superhumans. They're just people.
Well, you don't know my mom and dad.
Your dad's unkillable. I know that.
He is a superhuman.
I don't know how much power he's got left in him, but he's used a lot.
Oh, no. It just grows stronger.
Yeah.
He gets stronger with every time they try to take him.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's made me laugh. But yeah. Anyways, I just want to say that. Number six. Like I said, this is going to be the episode I told you about before we started, where I'm going to be screaming in the public lobby, so don't worry.
The public shack.
The public shack of the public lobby.
The lobby in the shack. We've expanded.
We've expanded.
Show's really growing.
They can learn at their own pace and make faster progress. What is the lady from That 70s Show? She's in all kinds of stuff. She married the other actor from That 70s Show.
Mila Kunis.
That's her name?
Yeah.
You know, she was homeschooled.
Really?
And then there's the other lady, and I'm forgetting her name. I'll need you to look this one up for me. The lady that dates Sheldon, the Big Bang. She has an actual doctorate, but she's an actor, too.
Oh, okay. That show I'm not as familiar with, but I know what your name, but her, I can picture her.
But I'm 90% sure it was her. But she was homeschooled, and this next one I have is what she loved about being homeschooled.
What color of hair does she have? Oh, wait. Was it Maya Bialik?
You have to show me.
The one in the middle and the bottom?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, Maya Bialik.
She's such a big homeschooler advocate. She's doing so much stuff out there to get kids, people to homeschool their kids. She's doing so much work. Hold her name for a second so I could say it. Let me finish my...
Okay, I remember it.
What was the other lady's name?
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Was, wait, what?
That 70s Show.
That's it. Oh, Mila Kunis. Okay.
Mila Kunis. So I was watching an interview with her, and she's talking about... She's like, yeah, I loved it. She's like, I would do 9 months of school in a week or two and be done for the year.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I had the opportunity, like I graduated early because I did 2 years in a year if I wanted to. She's like, it's really just learn at your own pace and do whatever.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how much fun they had to have, you got to have as a family and how much stuff they got to do because they were homeschooled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just thought, so you can learn. Like you have the work material, you have the test. Like the kids I have that I know that they are homeschooled, I think they do an hour or two, maybe 3 days a week. And because then it follows kind of a more traditional time scale.
Okay. Which is?
Like for a traditional school, a public school.
Okay.
So they finish roughly the same time, you know, and they
gotcha.
Start roughly-ish the Summers. Same time.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but 2 hours. Keep in mind, they're getting all of the same work done.
In 2 hours.
In the same time frame. 2 hours, 3 days a week.
That takes 7 hours, 5 days a week for public. Yeah. We should, can we, from now on, at least there's this episode, stop referring to it as public education and just Rockefeller
education. I didn't say public school.
I did.
I said public school, not public education.
Oh, gotcha.
It is a school.
Yeah.
Teach you how to be in a factory, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's just
hold on to that.
All right.
I have a lot more rant to get through.
All right. We'll rant away.
What was the lady's name? Big thing?
Maya Bialik.
She's awesome. Everybody go check out her videos. She has done so much work with like colleges, and she's like, because that's a big stigma with parents are worried about high end colleges.
Yeah.
And she shows, like, I can't remember. Will you look up what she has her degree in?
Mm-hmm.
It's some like neuroscience or something. Like she's got a big game degree.
Okay.
And then she went into acting. She's one of those.
Right, yeah. I mean, why not? If you're good at, if you enjoy
the
it.
The guy that plays the Asian guy from the Hangover.
Ken Jeong?
Yeah, he's a heart doctor. He's a heart surgeon.
Yep, I knew that, yep.
Anyways, but like talking like colleges, like they now look for homeschoolers. They want homeschoolers.
To be in there.
Yeah.
Oh, Bachelor of Science degree in neuroscience.
Neuroscience. It was neuroscience. I was right.
Yeah.
So they want them because guess what? For your higher education, your higher level education programs where they take 2 or 3 kids.
Yeah.
4 kids. You know, we're talking like high end, you know, 8-year degree stuff. Guess a homeschooler, you know, is self-motivated.
Mm-hmm.
A homeschooler has done all these things by themselves. They're not somebody that has to be babied and taught and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the public education system, which, like you said, is not real. There's no real education.
Right.
Indoctrination. So, it's they have to baby those kids. These kids are behind, even though they are probably, like I said, it's not the fish, it's the fish tank. the kids are probably just as intelligent or
they are
hyperly gifted or whatever, but they've been put in a tank that doesn't suit them.
Right.
So they're already behind the starting line compared to a homeschool kid.
Mm-hmm.
That when you see those knacks, you feed them. You push those things. So she was talking about how now like high end like Ivy League schools are now seeking out homeschoolers for those programs, and just all this stuff. And she's super great. Everybody check out her videos. I don't know her as a person or nothing like that. As far as her homeschool information, she's a big advocate for more people and more parents to do it.
Well, I like that. So.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about the rest of her life. Right, I don't know if she was on Epstein's Island or whatever.
I don't know, yeah. But I like that part. What she's saying there, I agree with.
So my little blurb for this one, they can learn at their own pace and make progress faster. John Taylor Gatto, a conventional or controversial author of Dumbing Us Down, The Hidden Curriculum of Corporal Schooling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a book you would enjoy. Has criticized the public school system. He says that homeschooling avoids confusion in learning as the kids get a one-on-one tutoring, essentially. The homeschoolers learn automatically in our autonomy and learning and are not so emotionally and intellectually dependent on public school kids.
Yeah.
You get rid of just all that. Just, you know, we'll talk about some stuff with boys later, especially young boys, 2 to 7. They can't handle it. You're breaking them. You are breaking them doing that system.
Yeah.
Their young developing boys' mind cannot do something, one task for more than 2 hours, is what most neuroscientists are recommending.
I can barely do it for 10 minutes.
I'm talking about those developing boys, but like,
yeah.
So telling them to sit in a circle and relax and be calm.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
They can't you're breaking their brains.
Yeah.
You're causing issues.
Like, need to get up, need to grab that thing, need to throw that thing.
Yeah, believe me. It happens.
I still remember in kindergarten, you had an assigned picture to sit on, and mine was an apple, and I had to sit on the apple sticker. That was my assigned
seat. I think you're still sitting on the apple.
That was my assigned seat. But I found out now, recently, remember when you were in kindergarten? You remember going to kindergarten?
No, but sure.
Do you remember your schedule? Did you have an AM and a PM? Like, yeah. Is there an AM kindergarten and then PM kindergarten? That's no longer.
Right. It's all one now.
It's all one all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I don't, why?
To torture kids?
Yeah. But go on. Okay.
Sorry. So their special needs are cared for. This is one thing I can speak for. If a child has special needs, which I think at least half of our kids did, like my mom and dad's kids, they are liable to be treated inadequately in the school system. 100% true.
Yeah.
Never once. Oh, I got a big bone to pick with this one. Let me finish reading. This could be a hindrance, often with social stigma. Happened to me. ADHD kids often suffer, and I don't even know if they believe in ADHD as far as in what it is.
Right.
It happens to kids. I do believe that.
Yes.
With prejudice and obstacles. If a child is homeschooled sensitively, his or her special needs are never forgotten, and he or she is always the number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nothing. I'm about to say some very maybe inflammatory things.
Say it.
I'm pulling a Wilburn.
That's what the Shaq's
canceled.
That's what the Shaq's for.
I like to think of myself, without being too boastful, as very intelligent.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know what they did with me for 3 years?
Put you in the developmental classes or the special needs. Yeah, and I know.
I sat in, and it's nothing against not one other person in there. Now, on others, I was put in there with one teacher, 10 kids. A couple of the kids had Down syndrome. A couple of the kids had all kinds of stuff. One kid really couldn't talk.
Yeah.
And he drooled a lot and stuff like that. You know, he wasn't there as far as in.
I think I know who you're talking about, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And me and another kid are in there because we can't read.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just you know how stunted we were because of that?
Oh, I bet. For 3 years?
And I hated that woman.
The teacher
hated her. I mean, her got in a fight.
I know who you're talking about too.
So you know, I actually called my mom screaming the other day because I was in eighth grade. I told her that I wrote it down. I had it written, drawn out, and everything. That eyelash pit viper venom could be used to cure cancer. I had it drawn out, and she said, "No, you'll never cure cancer." She told me that as my mom almost punched her. Guess what they did. 2 weeks ago, they announced Malaysian eyelash viper venom is being used as a cure for cancer.
Did you send it to her?
No, I'm about, okay, I got to calm down a little bit. I'm actually sweating from getting angry at her. I want to hit her so bad. Never want to hit a woman. She's the only one. She doesn't really look like a woman.
Oh, that's rough.
Her daughter doesn't really look like a woman.
Oh, you're getting worse. You know, her other daughter was in my class. She was nice. I liked her a lot.
I just remember the one.
She's tall.
Well, they both were tall.
No, the one was about my height. That younger one was taller, a lot taller.
That's the one I knew.
Yeah. She's nice, too.
I got in bad fights with her.
Well, I don't know her. Mom. I don't know her at all.
I did flip her mom off the other day. Like, this was, I guess, 6 months ago. Driving.
Just for what reason?
I hate her. She tortured me in that room. I was there for 3 years.
She probably shouldn't have been in that teacher spot.
She shouldn't have been a teacher.
No, I agree. Because I had her once.
I was stuck in there. And I begged and begged and begged. And nobody cared because I was in the special needs class.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you see, I'm literally like, I'm hurting myself thinking about this. It is asinine. It's torturous.
Asinine.
And kids with Down syndrome need treatment. Or need not need treatment. They need help for that, you know, for their type of learning.
Right.
Kids with ADHD need help for that type of learning. It's not the same thing.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it is. It's public education. You're in the special needs class. It's special needs.
Oh, my gosh. And it was like, and the kids I was in there with, they had Down syndrome, were fine. They worked. They did stuff. And they were teaching us. I'm kidding you not. I'm serious. She did, like, third grade stuff.
Yeah. And, like,
eighth and ninth and tenth grade.
Yeah.
Was that class.
Yeah. Hey, it was easy for you. I bet you got good grades.
No, I threw a book at her one time. That's when I started out, like, have an outburst. Because I was stuck in a room with a lady that tortured us.
Yeah.
And I got made fun of, so because I was in the special needs class, right?
Yeah, so you got it worse. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I want to kill her.
Oh, man.
There's two people on Earth that if they walked out in front of me in a car, she'd be one of them that I wouldn't stop.
The things you've been through. Well, the other one's already dead.
Yeah, and God put him in front of my car 3 times.
And you missed him all 3 times.
Well, yeah.
I was in the special needs class for 1 summer. They put me in it. And you know what it was for? Mm. Because what I told you earlier. What did I never do?
Homework.
Homework. So somehow the school thought that in order for me to pass sixth grade, because my grades weren't good enough. But even though I passed every single test I took, passed everyone, never failed a test. But my grades weren't good enough. Because I never did homework. Not once. So they took me a whole summer. They took me, made me go to summer school for a whole summer if I wanted to go on to the next grade. Like, what? That I'm going to do it. I have to. But this is why? Like, I'm not dumb. And they knew I wasn't. They just, it was a punishment. They were punishing me because I didn't do homework all year. That's all it was.
It's a corporal system. Literally, it's a corporal system.
And they put me in the same class with a foreign exchange student kid that could not speak English, like was still learning. And then the other kids that had like problems, like trouble learning, like they actually had issues, like difficulty learning. They needed the summer school to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there eating a granola bar, like still not doing anything. I'm just, all right, I'll do the homework you give me. And then that's it. It's awful.
Number 8. Like I said, I'm literally mad. I knew this was going to make me mad. I would talk about this stuff in forever. I just see her. I literally, mom yelled at me because I flipped her off on Main Street.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
I don't care. I'm here. Nice to everybody else. Everybody else that knows me. Nobody's going to believe her.
Think
about all the old ladies I play euchre with. All the volunteer time. I do hundreds of hours of volunteer every year. And they're going, Daniel flipped me off.
He wouldn't do that.
And they'd be like,
yeah.
What are you talking about, you crazy lady?
They really would do.
You know, he's such a bad kid.
Well, you know, she ain't talking to any of them. She ain't talking to anybody.
No, I mean,
she's probably, which is mean. But, well, here's this expression. Maybe you need to hear this.
No, I don't.
Here's this. One time I heard this expression. It says, if you get cut off in your car going to work in the morning and you get home from work and you're still mad about it, maybe you're the jerk.
Yeah. No, there's... I don't care.
I'm just kidding. It's childhood trauma.
I don't care for many things that have wronged me. Most of the time, I just like, well, I'm not dealing with that person ever again.
Yeah, water off a duck's back.
You just be like, all right, well, you learn, right? You just be like, yeah, not dealing with you. I was stuck in a room, forced in a room with her every day, 8 hours a day, talked to like I was an idiot.
Yeah.
And I was doing Jeopardy questions for adults. Like, I was doing tournaments for
asinine.
She told me I was so stupid. She called me stupid one time.
Yeah.
And that's, and she told me just all this stuff.
Yeah.
She should not have been a teacher.
Probably not. No. No.
Well, I had to replace her. It was great. But still, wasn't her fault. It was Mrs. Binkley. She was way after you. She's young. She's like 24 when she got a job. She's actually was a great cousin of mine.
Nice. Yeah, because you're, well, you're, well, yeah. Yeah,
anyways.
Yeah.
But they still had 12, 15 kids in one classroom. They had such different...
learning disabilities?
Disabilities, or just, like, I don't want to name the kid that I graduated with Down syndrome, but he was fine, like, not
Oh,
fun.
I know who it is.
Yeah, but I don't want to name... Yeah.
My sister used to race him in a... So my, here's a funny story, and... Her one of her best friends is his older brother. So, I mean, she's close with the family. She knows him. But she would come home from practice. She'd never done swimming ever in her life. But she decides she wants to go out for the swim team. So she's a bad swimmer, but she's trying. And the one kid she could always beat, and she was so proud of, was...
Was him?
Was him, the one with Down syndrome.
See, I did show choir with him.
Yeah.
I did, like,
he's funny.
He works. Like, he does. He has a job right out of high school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he can. I don't think he drives as in on the road, but I know he drives on like on. They have a big property and he does all kinds of volunteer. Like, he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was stunted too.
Oh yeah.
Because of that place.
I believe it. Yeah.
Because they she treated him not like an animal, but pretty darn close.
Less than human.
Pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only ever really hated. Really hated three people in my life, and she's one of them.
Wow.
The other one was the mayor.
Wow.
And then the other one died.
Wow, yeah.
He had his head caved in by a baseball bat because he wronged everybody.
Is that really how he died?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's really how he died?
Well, he died weeks after that, but yes, he was hit in the head with a baseball bat.
Didn't know that.
Thrown in a trunk because it was not
right.
good.
He wronged a lot of people.
He was not
and
good.
And he wronged the last... Wrong person the last time.
You can only get away with that stuff so long.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he did.
And then you get thrown in a trunk and hit in the head with a baseball. And they threw him out, and then he died weeks after that.
Jeez, it's awful.
Because he had a giant crack in his head.
Yeah, it's awful. That's bad.
Anyways, back to homeschooling.
Yeah, it's number 9, right?
Oh, no, 8.
We're still on 8?
I never read it.
Oh, okay.
There's plenty of time for what's called premium parenting.
Yeah.
We usually refer to homeschooling as premium parenting because it's parents getting intimately involved with the learning process as you should.
Mm-hmm.
This rarely happens in public school kids, if ever. And at most, they get grudgingly helped from their parents with homework after the parent has been at work all day and the kid has been at school all day. So, it's not an enjoyable experience for either of them.
Yeah.
Because dad or mom's tired. You're tired. It's 2 more hours of crap you got to get through. And you don't know how, it's just...
You just want to eat dinner and sit on the couch and relax.
But it will never be the same quality as homeschoolers get. Parents are, a parent as the teacher, knows the subject well and can share full in the joint excitement of learning. Learning can be such a fun thing. If you haven't listened to any of the other Cryptids of Corn shows, you don't understand how fun learning can be.
Ain't that the truth. Nice plug.
I mean, that's what we've been told about Freaky Fauna Friday, is that people love it because... It's fun. You goof off, but you learn stuff.
You learn. You're here to teach.
Crypts of Corn, you learn stuff.
Yeah.
You learn something every episode.
Literally, they're under the educational tab on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't even do that, I don't think.
I don't think they did. I mean, we don't do nothing with them, but other than record this show.
No, I was talking about that as in, like, they didn't put that under the educational tab.
Oh, no, they didn't at all.
Spotify itself just put it under the educational tab.
Because it knows.
Number 9. Homeschoolers may become happier and more productive adults.
Not may.
Now, we're talking about science. You can't say it with 100% with, blah, blah, blah.
I'm just going to say
research into homeschoolers' turnout as adults was conducted by Dr. Ray in 2003. He found that 5,000 out of the 7,300 group of adults that were homeschooled for more than 7 years, this is his test group, they were more active in the community, they had better social lives than their public school counterparts. Hmm. So the whole study had about 15,000 adults in it.
Wow.
So... This is the highest rate. It was 5,000 of the 7,300 of the homeschoolers.
Yeah.
They were homeschooled more than 7 years.
Right.
So they almost had no taste of public school.
Right.
I know a lot of homeschoolers will do their last 2 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes in public school. And some kids want to do it, some kids don't. It's up to the kid at that point. And I agree that your kid's old enough there, they start making big decisions.
Yeah, right? They can make the choice by that
point.
Like,
if you want to go try homeschool for or public school, go ahead. You know, you can always come back. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were much more active. Yeah, blah, blah. Much higher number also went to higher education levels. They also almost always scored higher on the happiness scale, and this is a self-filled-out scale. In 1999, Stanford University accepted twice as many homeschoolers compared to public and private educated students. I want to reread that.
Yeah.
That stigma earlier, that they don't get to go to college or right. College. Stanford University, which we've used for research and all, like, are a high-end school. You can say whatever you want about them. They are, but as far
prestigious.
As they're a high-end school, accepted twice as many kids as both public and private educated students. They wanted homeschoolers. They accepted twice as many homeschoolers as the other two groups combined.
Wow.
Like I said, as far as a university that is using these, because as part of high-level education, you become a kind of a teacher and you become a research asset.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. They want homeschoolers.
They want, like, they want the better number.
I know you work better.
Yeah.
I know you do better, and you can independently do stuff.
They want better numbers. Yeah.
Okay. Number 10.
Is this the last one?
Yep.
All right.
And then we'll scream about other stuff. They may be more independent. So a lot of people think it's the opposite. When homeschoolers were questioned at college, they reported that they were much more independent in their approach to life and learning. They never felt like they were followed or following the crowd, and that served them well. In regards to having to solve learning problems, they were much more independent in seeking out answers themselves in new ways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all you-driven. Mm-hmm. How much school do you want to do today?
Right.
You know, you tell your kids, like, we got to average X amount to get done by this time. So keep in mind, you know, if you skip off hours today, we will have to
make it up tomorrow.
Do that. But if you do 6 hours a day, if you want to, that's done. You're done for the week.
Yeah.
Or you're done for 2 weeks.
Whatever you're feeling.
You know, whatever. So.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a groove and you just can't go and go.
Yeah. And like the one actress was saying, like, she would do it all in a couple weeks. She would do her whole year's worth of stuff in a couple weeks.
That's nuts.
And just have it done.
Yeah.
And you pass the test. Like, you go, like, the tests are online.
Yeah.
Like, the tests are a governed thing.
Okay.
You're not pass, like, your mom's not fudging the numbers.
Right.
I want to make that clear, too. Like, they are being educated.
Oh, absolutely.
They are learning. But that's the thing, like, well, you know, if your mom's giving your test, then, you know, of course you can pass every test.
Right.
No, you take an online test governed by a third-party entity.
Right.
For your grades.
Right.
There's still, you know.
There's a paper trail of your education.
And I think the big test, they have to go to a place, if I remember, at least some of our homeschooled kids.
Like for a general education stuff?
Huh?
Like for a general education, like, degree, basically?
Yeah, yeah. Like your big, like, your eighth grade equivalent literature test.
Okay, yeah.
You have to go someplace to take that test.
Yeah.
And they pass it. Like, none of my kids that I know have ever had an issue.
Right.
You know how much we struggle with tests? And they didn't teach us anything. It was just Mrs. almost said her name. Not the bad one. But the older literature teacher would just talk about our dog and our home life for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? And then she'd give us a test.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did that with our French teacher. We knew, like, if we didn't want to do something that day, it was very easy to get her onto a tangent. So we'd start asking right off the rip of class. We'd start asking her questions about, because it's French class, things in France, things she's seen, and then that would just snowball. And she, about 45 minutes would go by, class about 10 minutes left. Like, yes, we didn't do nothing today.
English teacher, and like, it just was so bad. It's such a dumb, asinine thing.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll do a whole episode on who set it up, the Rockefellers.
Yeah, the Rockefeller education system.
And then, like,
we want obedient workers.
98% of billionaires, they were educated with the Mars School or whatever, however you say it.
The what?
The Mars School or whatever education system.
I don't know what that is.
It's an ancient one.
Really?
And it's like a scientific method education system that not all of the kids that go through it become millionaire billionaires, but almost every billionaire today
came that from
didn't
that.
Inherit their money
yeah.
came from that education system.
Wow. Is there access to that education system, or is it, like, hidden?
It is. So in the U.S., I did look it up a little bit, if I remember right. It is about 1% of 1% of kids in the U.S. are using this system.
But
there are schools that use this system, but it's like right, a lot of money to get into them.
But is this system accessible, like, for the everyday person?
I don't think so.
It sits behind a big paywall.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe you could find chunks of it.
That'd be cool, like, homeschool system.
No.
Why not?
Because it makes you... I don't ever want any of my kids to be a billionaire. You know how hard... I'm not saying... Here's my opinion. You can become a millionaire being an honest person.
For sure.
And my personal opinion, you cannot become a billionaire being a good person.
No. No.
Millionaire? Yeah. I don't want any of my kids to be billionaires. Because the scientific method sounds great, no, but it reduces people to numbers.
Yeah.
So at one point, you dehumanize the number. When your mortgage company is closing, to make money, is closing 800 mortgages this year.
Right.
That's just a number, right? That doesn't sound bad, right?
Right.
That's at least 800 people getting kicked out of their homes.
Or 1,600, you know.
Families.
Yeah.
Going on the street, becoming homeless, you know.
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
So that's what I'm saying is they become numbers.
Right, yeah.
So you can become a millionaire, and I could be proven wrong. I'm sure there's a good person that's a billionaire out there that's hidden, like they hide, right? They don't.
Bill Gates.
I do believe you can be a good person and have a clean conscience or a clean soul and be a millionaire.
Right. Oh, I agree.
You watch Shark Tank, and you can say whatever you want about the people in Shark Tank. But there's people that just, you know, they have a good product, like the Scrub Daddy guy, whatever. Yeah. He does $10 million, $20 million a year. He made a sponge.
Nice.
He didn't do anything, as far as I know, hoard or whatever. But he didn't have to get to that level.
Right, made
a good product.
Just made a good product for people.
But it's when you start, like, getting to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Is when you start having to make decisions of, like, well, I either don't care about the environment or I don't care about people or I don't care about something, you know. And there's some detriment you have to give up. You have to do.
Like Elon, to get to that. Like Elon Musk, you know. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing great things. I'm a billionaire, whatever he is. But I'm going to get electric cars for everybody. But in order to get those electric cars.
I'm going to strip mine third world countries for every resource and have kids working at the bottom of the mine.
Slaves. Slave labor. Extract it all. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
Makes that sick puke.
My vaccine rant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
This is just all Daniel today.
Oh, let me get my chips out, my popcorn.
Having kids, it's so scary, because you hear all kinds of stuff about vaccines, both ways, shape, or form.
Yep, good and bad.
And
you need them?
There's people that I agree with on both sides, that I trust on both sides. And I don't, it's hard, right? Because there's just so much data.
Right.
And there's lying with statistics on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like the autism rate's going up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but is that because the population's going up? Is it, you know, what's the actual.
Is it your diet? Is it the mother's diet? You know, when she's pregnant, is it.
The pollution in the air, you know, air pollution, microplastics in the air at an all time high.
Right. Yeah.
What is that doing? You know, that's not good.
Right.
That's not good. I don't care what anybody says. Anyways. So I've done tons and tons of research on vaccines for the kids. And I wouldn't say, this is weird, because I wouldn't say I'm an anti-vaxxer.
Right.
I just don't trust companies.
Exactly, yeah.
So do I think, vaccines, I think they fundamentally work.
Okay.
I think especially when they were first developed, stuff like that, I think they worked. Do I trust a company that's mass producing a product that they have no real government regulation on?
Right.
No.
Absolutely not.
I do not trust that.
If you did, that would be asinine.
Yeah. So do I think, like, the smallpox vaccine works? Meningitis? Like, yeah. Yeah, they work.
Right.
They're gone, right? For the most part, these diseases. Polio. Polio. A president had polio.
Right.
You know, there's still the guy in the, what was it? Is it mumps? The last guy in the iron lung.
Mumps?
It was one of these diseases that we've almost eradicated with vaccines. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right?
It was either that or polio, yeah.
He's still alive, and, you know, he's been in there since he was a kid.
That's insane.
He's like a 70-year-old man. So, do they work? I do think so, fundamentally. I do not trust corporations.
No, same here.
So it's a hard, and every parent needs to make this choice all the way on their own.
Yeah.
You can only do so much research. I'm never going to judge anybody for either way they pick.
Right.
Because I don't know. I don't know what's right at this point. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't trust corporations.
Right.
I think that vaccines were fundamentally designed to be good. I think people that developed them, like penicillin, was done for good. It does, it's not a vaccine, it's a drug.
Right.
But it saved billions, millions, if not billions of people.
Is penicillin a drug or just a fungus?
It is, no, so it, technically it's a drug because it's a refined compound that mold produces.
Ah, I did not know that.
Yeah. And I think it's synthesized now, so it's a full drug.
Really?
I think so. I don't, because it was discovered for like 150 years before it was like used, because it couldn't grow the mold fast. There was no way to actually do it.
Yeah.
Like you would, in a lab, you could make a dose of it.
Right.
But it would take you months to make a dose of it, and you need repeatable doses until that a different guy came along and revolutionized to grow the fungus.
Yeah.
And then it swept through the world.
Yeah.
So I think the guy that discovered it never even got to see it do what it did.
Wow.
Because I think it was that long of a period that we found it. He's like, this is the most amazing antibacterial and antifungal thing ever.
Yeah.
And because you can see the line for bacteria in the petri dish, they would not get closer.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways. It's just hard. It's hard for me because I got kids and I got to make these decisions.
Right.
And I've gone to not doing any because I just don't trust the companies.
Yeah.
How do I know what's in these things?
You don't.
But I believe the vaccine, I want to make that very clear, is I believe that the vaccines that were made were done with the best intentions. I'm talking polio. I'm talking,
Yeah.
Because they eradicated polio. People had polio. I knew.
Yeah.
It's our generation. I don't think we have just the eldest part of our generation is the only generation that really has people with polio. But grandma talked about people with polio.
Yeah.
She talked about it. It happened. And now it's pretty much gone.
You ever wonder, though, with polio, was it a naturally occurring thing? Was it man-made?
I think so, because we had, scarlet fever. We had all these diseases, and the diseases are just a part. There's two. Remember, we talked about this. There's, for every one species of non-parasitic life form, there's two species of parasitic life form.
Right.
So, yes, diseases, that's how they reproduce. They don't care. They don't care about the host.
Right,
they destroy your DNA as a part of reproduction of their viruses.
As long as they move on, yeah.
So, yes, I do think it was probably a natural thing. All right. I just think it was just one of those things that just ravages.
I just don't know anymore.
And we're talking, today it would be a whole different question. The big thing that I've seen a couple high-level labs that I really trust talking about with modern-day vaccines is probably not one of them's bad. I'm not talking about the COVID vaccine. You throw that out. That was done in a rush.
And it's not even a vaccine.
It's not a vaccine. I'm talking.
Actually, they changed the term of what a vaccine is now. So technically it fits. Yeah. But it's not the original vaccine term was.
So I'm talking traditional vaccines.
Right, right, yeah.
Mumps, measles,
like a weakened,
polio.
A weakened version of that disease or whatever that they inject into you so your body can naturally fight it up, build up its own immune system. Yes. That's vaccine.
The thing is, there's a lot of preserving agents in it. And me and you talked about this off air earlier, is that it doesn't, the people's it has arsenic in it. Doesn't matter. Apples have arsenic in it. Your bones have arsenic in it. It's about the PPT, the PPM, which for everybody at home means parts per thousand, parts per million.
Yeah.
And there's parts for 100, there's parts for all of it. Because compounds are okay in certain levels. You have aluminum in your blood and bones.
Right.
You're supposed to have that there.
Right.
It's an earth compound. You are nothing but earth compounds.
Right.
Pretty much everything.
Stardust.
Yeah. Pretty much everything that's not crazy, exotic at the periodic table. Is in your body.
Right.
Or trace amounts of uranium. And all, all that stuff is supposed to be in your body.
Yeah.
Because you are made of everything the earth is made of. Whether you want to be biblical about it or not, you're made from the dust of the earth.
Right, yeah.
So, you're supposed to have arsenic in you. You're supposed to, all this stuff's supposed to be there. It's the levels, right?
Yeah.
So, that's the one thing I hate. And I have not found either side for vax or anti-vax, that has a good representation of those numbers.
Yeah, well, I've got a good, I guess, point to make about it.
Yeah.
I think where people mostly have the issue with that, and this is where my stance is on it, because I'm one of those people, has aluminum in it, has arsenic in it. I think the issue is they're deliberately, no matter how, even if it is the most smallest amount even imaginable, even if that's in it, they still knowingly put that in there.
They may not have, right?
Huh?
They may not have. It may be a byproduct of the chemical reactions in there, the preserving agents.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask for the egg-free one.
Yeah.
The egg-free vaccine doesn't have a lot of stuff in it.
Okay.
Because they're using a similar jelly that preserves eggs.
Right, yeah. So, I mean...
So, I'm not saying that... Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They may not... They didn't pull... They may not have just pulled aluminum and arsenic.
Right.
But it's in... Of the things they use to preserve those virus fragments, one of them may be, you know, it has aluminum.
Yeah.
They just got to let you know.
And that I think that's just where people do have the issue. Yes. It's just like, this stuff is in here. They know it's in here, and you're injecting it directly into your body.
And see, that's not where I'm caught up about it. It's because I can't find the PPMs and the PPTs. And
yeah, they won't show you.
But I don't think it's just their fault either. I think it's the anti-vaxxing movement fault because they have put so much nonsense noise out there to where you can't find anything.
For sure. And I think that's by design, too. I think it's by design. Because it's going to make some of the stuff's just so crazy, too, that... The claims.
Gosh. Yeah, the scientists scream at the anti-vaxxers that, you know, listen to the science or whatever.
Yeah.
But don't present any data.
No data.
But the anti-vaxxers do the same thing. They scream. It's like, so I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-corporation.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For
I don't know what. My doctor's never once pressured us into getting it.
He offers it every time. That's a good doctor.
He offers it. I like my doctor, my kid's doctor. He offers it every time. He's like, just so you know, is there what, you know, they're due for it. You don't have to do anything today, but. He's just like, this is what it's due.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, not today. And he's like, that's fine.
Yeah.
See you in 6 months.
Yep.
He doesn't care. What was I going to say? Oh, the big problem I have, though, this gets to it. The big problem I have is that they are done in groups of sometimes 18, 20 different injections at a time. Whether it's one syringe cocktail, but so it's not as many. And then these kids.
Developing young.
Three and younger.
Yeah.
Are getting 13 and, or not, sorry, 80 injections.
80.
Before they're 3 years old.
And what did it used to be? Do you even like.
Four?
Like.
10? I don't know. Nothing.
A lot less than what it is now.
But. Yeah. I think I remember his mom skipped some of them. She, you know, she picked what she wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like polio, she picked that, you know.
Yeah.
The scary ones, you know. So. I only remember. Two or three from my siblings. Yeah. Actually, I don't think, I don't want to say that. At Lee Grade and Levi maybe got none. I don't know.
I think I got one when I was like freshly, you know, born, not born, but you know, first couple
weeks.
Oh,
no, we didn't get, we hardly got any because I remember my mom got in a big fight with the school. Another thing, screw the schools.
Yeah.
Why do they care?
Yeah.
Because they're like, if the other kids are vaccinated, why does it matter?
Absolutely. Speaking of which,
this was a COVID, you know, the COVID thing.
Do you get texts
from the school still?
From the school?
Yeah.
So do you got the one the other day?
No, maybe not. I have it blocked right now.
Okay. Well, let me read it since it pertains to this very, very, very much. It's right here.
Man, we're doing some long episodes today.
That's all right.
They've all been over an hour.
So, okay, ready?
Yeah.
The school sent this. Ohio law requires all students to be up to date on their immunizations to attend school. Okay, pause right there. There's a lot more.
It does not.
Yes.
Everybody, Ohio, I can speak about Ohio. Ohio law does not. My mom got a lawyer involved because they kept my brother out of school for not having his immunizations.
Yeah.
And because his muscular dystrophy, he couldn't get him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that they didn't want, like, there was stuff that he was having happen to his body that he couldn't get, and the school kicked him out.
Yeah.
And they had to get a lawyer involved, and the lawyer's like, no. Like, yeah, so, all right, continue.
So that's number one, right off the rip. All kindergarten, 7th and 12th grades must show proof of all mandatory immunizations. A copy of the shot record can be uploaded to final forms, or a paper copy can be turned into the appropriate office before school begins in August.
Don't send your kids to these people.
The mandated immunizations are available through a private physician, the Kenton Health Department, and local pharmacies with a doctor's order. That's what they just sent. Yesterday.
Why are we having firefighters give kids a needle?
None of this makes sense. Why are they requiring
Ohio's
to attend school?
No, it doesn't matter if you're scared of that disease, which I completely understand, and your kids got the vaccine, then why does it matter?
Right. And, okay, I'm going to go off a little bit, just because the numbers are out. They've proved it. The people who did not get vaccinated have a higher...
You're talking COVID.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make
just
it clear.
In specific.
Because I'm trying to split those apart.
Right.
Right? Because the COVID vaccine is not...
The same thing.
Not the same thing whatsoever.
But I think that's what texts, these immunizations, like you have to be, it's because I think they're ramping all that up because of COVID, mm-hmm. even more so now. Because our school tried to do that too. Like they tried to get all the kids vaccinated.
It's all the same school.
Yeah, to go, I couldn't believe it. And like sending out these texts and they're giving free shots in the gym, you know, to go back to school. But the numbers are out now that the people who did not get vaccinated have a higher recovery rate, or less people are getting sick. The people who are getting that got it and got boosted are getting sick more often.
Yeah, both the jobs I had during the quote unquote pandemic, I was like, just fire me. I don't care. I'll go to unemployment.
Huh? Yeah.
You think I care? I don't know what's in that. Some guy in a lab made that in 6 months. Polio vaccine took 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, and it happened, but everything moved so fast.
That's what I'm saying. Is the polio vaccine was carefully crafted in the original, you know, it was a large group of people took a decade to make it work
and not kill people.
Not a company.
How far do we want to go? I don't care. The AstraZeneca vaccine.
Why don't we save that kind of stuff? Let's get back to the schools.
All right.
Because that's on the vaccine. Like, that's the COVID thing.
They admitted in court.
Anyways,
that it's
let me get back to
bad reactions.
So you're getting 80 injections roughly before you're 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of research into this, and I found some other people claiming this, what I'm about to say also. But do your own research.
Do your own research. We're not telling you what this is fact or not.
This is what I've found in my life with my recent updates. And anyways, there is almost zero data to say what happens with vaccines mixing with other vaccines.
Yep.
So
true.
When you go there and your kid's getting six shots at one time. That's the last one. It was literally the last one. It was six shots. My phone was just listening to me talk. I just seen the thing flash.
Isn't it weird?
I don't know why it did that. It's never done that.
You know why.
Well, I don't know what word I said this time.
It's the whole thing, I think.
So
I think it's this whole episode.
So it's six shots. They are very different. The chemical, me and my wife looked heavily into this stuff. Like I was pulling up like the fact sheets, the not nutritional facts, but basically that version of that for each vaccine. And I was getting upset because I didn't have hard numbers, and that's what was bothering me.
Yeah.
Saying the average person didn't know what to do with those hard numbers. I dealt with chem. I did a lot of chem.
You know what
I want the numbers.
Yeah.
Give me give me some facts.
Mm-hmm. Tangible evidence.
Yeah. And I get that the average person couldn't do anything with that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I wanted them, and I couldn't find them. There's been no data with what happens as the chemical reactions in between these different vaccines at the same time in the same body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the guy I was listening to, and I forget his name off the top of my head, he kind of shares my same opinion, is no one vaccine's probably bad. As far as the true vaccines.
It wasn't Kennedy Jr., was it?
No.
Okay.
No, this guy I've never even seen before. He was just on some little show, just talking about this stuff. And that's what got me on this rabbit hole. It's literally his little...
Ooh, could it be Dr. John Campbell?
I don't think so. I don't think it was a doctor.
Okay.
I think it was just a dad. I think it was like one of my homeschool panels I was watching.
Yeah.
He was just a guy.
Doing the research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I saying? You threw me off.
Sorry. The
combination.
Yes. Mixing the guy you were talking about that you watched. There's no data for the combination when you mix these.
One vaccine. None of the true vaccines are probably bad. None of the true vaccines are probably bad in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
The problem we're probably running into, and you made mention of this a minute ago, is that the number of them has gone up so extreme, and there's so many of them getting injected at the same time. Most of these vaccines are two or three different injections.
Mm-hmm.
There is probably an issue occurring with the mingling of these different vaccines.
No. Safe and effective. Look at the data.
Now, here's the thing.
Look at the numbers.
The companies can say that, right? Because their individual vaccine that has been through 40, 50 years now, whatever, you know, of trial and testing.
Right.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
It's the mixing of 50 of them.
Yeah. In a developing...
And that's the
child's
big thing.
Body.
My friend, I love her dearly. I've known her. She's probably the out of all the people my age I know, I've known her the longest. It's my pastor's daughter. We grew up together. That's what she did. She didn't get any of her kids' vaccines until they were, I think, she's only got the oldest girl one. So until they're like 7 or 8.
Okay.
And she's doing very limited amounts of them.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, that's the same, you know, the growing body, the brain development. You know, it's really, if you're worried about brain safety, and a lot of parents are doing this now, is it's 5 to 6 years old.
Yeah.
It's kind of when you're waiting to really start this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because not saying your brain's obviously not developed fully by then, but the meat's pretty much all there.
Yeah.
Of the stuff, your neural pathways, they're not being used yet fully, but they're pretty much all there.
Right.
So that's when if you want to go that, if that's your belief, if you're going that way, that's when it's kind of start safe to get reading these things back. And that may be eventually what I do. And just pick one at a time. And,
yeah.
Know, just do that until the kids are old enough. And they want to go get their whole battery.
How many kids does she have?
3.
And they're all over the age of 6?
No, she's only started this with the top.
Oh, okay.
The other two haven't got anything yet because yep.
of... Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is she. I think there were 6 or it's 6 or 7 and she was waiting to start.
Okay.
But and that's, you know, do you what you... It's so hard as a parent to be... To listen to somebody tell what to do.
Right. Yeah.
Every side of every argument is out there with credible data.
Absolutely.
So just do what you feel is right. If you're scared of vaccines, you're scared of disease. If you get your kids vaccinated, you're not a bad parent. If you don't get your kids vaccinated, you're not a bad parent.
Mm-hmm.
You did what you thought was right with you, the information you have provided.
Right. Yeah.
They're lying to you some way, shape, or form.
Always are.
I don't know. That's my PSA for that is nobody's a. Just because you got your kids vaccinated does not mean yeah. you're a bad parent. Just because your kid goes to public school does not mean you're a bad parent. Yeah. If you both have to work, what are you going to do, right?
Right,
do
exactly. It's a system. It's a system problem.
And then there are some groups popping up, and that's what I wanted to bring up, and we'll end the episode because we're way over.
Okay.
I'm glad I said it. I think that's the big thing. If both parents work, grandparents maybe not close by, how do you homeschool a kid then, right? Right. There are now starting to pop up a group, like groups, oh, like 4 or 5 kids. So, like, let's say one mom's doing it for her kids. They're the same age.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of set on them. And it's, your kids can go learn with her for, you know, I don't know how much money, but whatever.
Right.
And, you know, they maybe only do 2-3 times a week and then they get to hang out at the house or they get to go, whatever. That's, you know, that's a different way. I think most of the time they're limited to like 6 kids. So they still get the individual learning, they still get to work at their own progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no homework. So there is ways to do it around. There's like this, it's another one is communal homeschooling.
Yeah.
I know a lot of homeschoolers do it on the weekend when their parents work.
So their parents work during the week?
Yeah.
And then they homeschool on the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, and that would put you more on a normal course of time to graduate. You won't graduate early doing that.
Right.
But like if you do 2-3 hours on the weekend, that's your kid gets to stay home, do whatever. And it's hard, you know, your kid's got to be old enough to stay home alone.
Right.
Or grandma and grandpa have to be nearby. You know, we've killed the atomic family. We're not,
yeah.
The U.S.
system
has killed the atomic family. And then there's all kinds of stuff with development. We could have gone out. I was looking into stuff like why a lot of mental health problems are probably occurring in kids is the lack of skin to skin, the lack of extended families, the lack of structure. For the last, you know, 20-ish thousand years, we've had a pretty strong family unit in the last 10 decades. We've gotten rid of it.
In the last 2 decades, it's extreme.
Well, we killed all the men first. We tried that.
Well, yeah, with war.
And then we turned them into crab people.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm joking impartially, but not joking. The World War I, World War II, the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tons of adult men were, I'm not saying women, children didn't die. They obviously did. Plenty of people starve to death.
Oh, yeah.
But there was literally whole towns like missing male population from World War II.
Yeah. Sad. Crazy.
So that whole generation, which would be, what is it, the boomers? Before the boomers?
To be honest, I don't know the generations.
I hate the generation things.
Me too.
It's just a way to put us against each other.
Yep.
But they grew up without dads, or they grew up with a stepdad that's very strict. You know, it's parenting's changed a lot.
Yeah.
My grandpa's father was a very rough man.
Yeah.
And I think grandpa would have had a much different life if he had maybe a little bit of a softer father.
Mm.
But Grandpa Daryl, my Grandpa Ray's dad, went through a lot.
Right, right, yeah.
The Great Depression.
Yeah.
World Wars. Like, it was sucky.
Yeah.
So he was a hard man.
Yeah.
So when my grandpa was a teenager, you know, he did all kinds of bad stuff because his dad was a hard man.
Yeah, but you know what? It made your grandpa an interesting fellow.
Well, yeah, he was a bad man for a while.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we? Yeah, we all have our moments.
All right. Well, I think what you all need to know what needs to happen. I think you all got the idea. Take your kids out of school. Get them out of there. Take them, homeschool them. Love your kids. Show them how to do this stuff. Take care of them. You got to just get them home. You got to do this stuff. You got to take care of your kids. Don't let them go again. Don't let Rothschilds get them. The Rockefellers.